Hi, George. Hello. This is Amy from Indiana.
Hello, Amy in Indiana.
I just wanted to thank you for helping me get through work every night.
Well, you are welcome. What do you do?
Mental health.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's got to be a tough job.
Yes, it is.
Well, is that all you're doing? Calling me to thank me?
No, I'm calling you for the scary story.
Okay.
I went into a pizza place at about 1 in the morning on my 21st birthday, and it was empty. And we walked in, and a man came in after us, which kind of startled me. He was older, probably about 80, and he fell into me. And I asked him if he was okay.
Like he collapsed or something?
Yes. Okay. And I asked him if he was okay because he had, like, you know, stuff coming out of his nose.
Oh,
and he just was, you know, looked in a bad way. And then I looked at his head, and he had a huge hole in the top of his head.
What do you mean a hole in the top
of
his head?
There was no hair, no skull, no scalp, just a hole. And he had gauze stuck down in it that was all bloody. And he had staples coming out of the center of it, like sunbeams, you know, coming out of the sun, about 3 inches long all the way around it. So I'm thinking this man has, you know, wandered out of a hospital somewhere.
Yeah.
And I asked him, you know, you need me to call somebody for you? And he was like, I don't have anybody to call. And when he spoke to me, he spoke in a human voice that time. So I looked at my sister-in-law, and I was like, man, this, you know. So we let him go ahead to try and, you know, help him out a little bit. And he raised his hand up to the counter, and he had a liver in his hand that had blood coming off of it and dripping onto the counter.
He comes into a pizza place with a liver in his hand?
Yes. And then I thought, oh, my God, I'm not in this pizza place anymore. It was like I was somewhere else. And all these pots and pans are being thrown around in the back, and I thought, these people are being robbed, you know. There was nobody in there. And then I look at the guy that's at the counter, and he gets this older man a coffee, and he just keeps pouring cream into it. He won't look at us. He won't look at the man. He just keeps pouring cream, and it's running out the coffee. It was just surreal, you know. And it's running down the counter, and there's blood dripping off this liver, and this man turns around, and he starts screaming in this voice that is not human, that's just bellowing out of him, saying, you girls aren't supposed to be here. And I thought, I know I'm not supposed to be here, but right now I don't know where I am because I am not in this pizza place anymore. But that was my surroundings, you know. And so I kind of backed up a little bit, and I have never in my life had a time where animal instincts take over, you know. But I was wrapping my purse around my hand. I was taking this man down, you know. I mean, it was like my body just turned into an animal. I was like, instinctually, you know, I was going to attack this man because I knew he was coming for me. So he stepped up to us again, and he told us, said the same thing, you girls aren't supposed to be here. And he was just screaming this. And the guy behind the counter still, you know, just pouring creamers in the coffee, acting like nothing's happening. And he came at us. And so we just, you know, turned around and ran out. I mean, she was pushing me out the door, and we had like a 30-minute drive to get home. And when we got home, all our husbands wanted to know was where the pizza was. Nobody believed us or anything.
There was no, now, where do you say you work, Amy?
I work in a mental health facility. Yes, I do.
Now, where are the employees of this facility now that you've taken over and you've gotten to a phone?
I am the employees, George. I've been here for 12 years.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Positive.
It was.
You haven't tied them up somewhere.
No, I haven't.
And like you're at the nurse's quarters right now, aren't you?
Yes, I am, but I'm supposed to be here.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. Do you have a name tag on your uniform?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes.
Is it your uniform?
Yes, it is.
All right, I had to ask.
Okay.
Right.
I understand.
Strange story coming from where you are.
Yes. I mean, I work here, and I pretty much know crazy when I see it, and this was not crazy. This was something else. This was something evil, and I was not supposed to be there, and so I left.
He functioned with a hole in his head is beyond me.
How do you function with a liver dripping and people acting like that's normal?
I don't think it was his liver.
Well, no, I don't think it was his.
No. Good thing you didn't order the pizza.
I know.
Hold the pepperoni.
Yeah, for real.
Thanks, Amy.
Thanks, George.
Okay, bye.